Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Ben Rogers. The Putnam County school year is wrapping up its first 9 weeks today. And what a better way to start your Friday than to visit with the Putnam County Board of Education's Communications Supervisor, Hannah Davis. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm honored.
I know Corby and Lynn, the school board, have you running around like crazy, so it's an honor for me to have you in studio, taking time, 30-something minutes with me, so I appreciate it.
Well, I'm honored to be here, seriously.
I appreciate that. So, I know you've got a lot of updates. We're going into the second 9 weeks after fall break. Fall break's officially starts today at 3 o'clock,
yes.
I would say. That's the kids and teachers' mind. They're counting down the hours, probably. But you haven't been on my show. You've only been in the position a few months, and we'll talk about that as well. And so I wanted to actually get to know you a little bit better for my sake
Sounds good.
For our listeners' sake, because I don't know how well people know you and how awesome of a job you're doing. And I do know how awesome of a job you're doing because I talk to Lynn McHenry every single day.
Oh.
So I know you're doing great, and Corby says the same thing. And so let's talk about you. Is that okay?
Sounds good. First, I'm usually a behind-the-scenes kind of person, so this will be fun.
Well, good. You should be up at the forefront. I mean, you know, just because you don't have an elected position or you're not appointed by, you know, a board doesn't mean you're not important. I want to know, are you a native of Putnam County?
I am. I was born and raised in Cookeville. So, yes, been here for 33 years.
I did not ask your age. You volunteered. People don't be mad at me. I did not ask ages. I might ask somebody every now and then when they graduated just for to relate my age. But you are younger than I am, obviously. So you went through the school system here in Putnam County?
Kind of.
Okay. Tell me more.
Let's talk. So I did go to elementary school in Putnam County. And then about fifth grade, I came out and was actually homeschooled.
Okay.
So I was homeschooled and went back to Cookeville High School my freshman year, spent a year in there, and then came back out.
Okay.
And so I have great perspective of both, but most of mine was homeschooled, and then I went off to college.
Well, I think that's great. You have a perspective of being either
Absolutely.
A homeschool student or a traditional student, and so you can relate. You know, when you come in this position, you're just not brand new to how everything works. You can relate.
Yeah. Well, it's great, too, because my husband's also born and raised from here, and so he went all the way through in Putnam County schools, and so he graduated from Cookeville High School, and, you know, we balance each other so well, and we start talking about, you know, like what's going on in the world, and I do have a lot of parents and friends who come up and say, hey, would you recommend homeschool, or what do you think about the school system? So it's been good to have those conversations, and I can speak honestly about them. So, yeah.
So that's interesting. Typically, you don't have to tell me why. Do you tell them both are great options?
Oh, I think there's so many more resources for homeschoolers now than there was whenever I was homeschooled.
Okay.
So I think that the support is here more than it was back when I graduated. There was a great support. It was just different, smaller. But the school system, there is so much that a kid can grow from and opportunities. And I think that's the big thing is you have so many more opportunities in a school to experience both socially and academically. And so both are great options. Just, of course, all four of our kids are going to go into public school. I have three in school right now, but one still in daycare.
Okay. All right. So, you know, Baxter's got a great school. School's down there. So if you want to send them down there, I'm just putting the plug.
Put a plug in there.
Everybody knows I'm a Baxter guy, but I love the whole county. And I think our school system is doing really well. Of course, you graduated. Did you go to Tennessee Tech?
So I went to the University of Mobile in Mobile, Alabama for a year because I got a music scholarship. So I like to sing. And
okay.
I got into music and a group down there. And then Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee, called, and I went to I got a scholarship to go there and sing. And so, my dad had some issues going health wise. He owned his own business here, and so my brothers were kind of doing other things, and my younger brother wasn't of age. And so I came back and worked in his business doing like marketing promotion stuff, and then helping with office, and then went to Tennessee Tech. And I will tell you, as someone who's gone away for a little bit, then come back, there's always this hesitancy as a Cookeville native or a Putnam County native to not go to the hometown because you just want to get out. But I will tell you, tech is its own family in itself, and it's crazy when you enter the campus how much you feel like you're not even in Cookeville a little bit, and that you kind of do create your own community even if you've lived here. And so it's definitely an experience, and so I'm not, like, pro-recruiting for tech, but I am also saying that, like, I've been there, and it's been interesting. But I'm super glad I got the opportunity to go away, too, because...
Tell me about being in Mobile for a year, going to school.
So the cool thing about being in Mobile is that I got to go study on the beach. So we weren't far away at all from the ocean. And so we would take our weekends and go up there and do that. And it was just great, a good experience. I did have an accident in college that actually ended up taking me out for a little bit. So I didn't get my whole – I went – to the deep woods of Alabama, to a creek that had a deer stand that all of us would go and rope swing off of. And I fell and landed on my head. And
oh,
so,
goodness.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So sometimes you got to use those guts. If there's any students out there going into college, use your gut. If your gut's telling you maybe this is not a good idea, you should probably go with it.
Ouch. I can't imagine. I'm glad you're okay.
I'm obviously okay. I'm here and alive, so...
So you mentioned about some people wanted to leave home. I did not want to leave home when I got out of high school, so I stayed at Tech, and then I didn't want to leave home when I graduated Tech, but I did.
I did.
The job opportunity was a little bit better for me in Nashville, but I understand that. So I think it's cool. There's times and nothing against Tech. There's times I wish I would experience another campus and finished at Tech, of course, but I stayed at Tech the whole time, and that was a blessing to us, and got me where I'm at, I guess,
absolutely.
You know. So, and anyway, so you go through, and you said you were a music major, I guess, at one
time?
Yes,
I did music business for a little bit, but definitely was in groups and a little bit of theater here and there.
So, as my grandma you would say, you're a singer.
A singer, yeah.
What do you like to sing?
Well, I mean, my husband and I was at the Baptist Collegiate Ministry, and I did a lot of worship.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of always, like, I grew up with country, but also I've always really loved pop music. And it's just, I think it's more challenging for my vocals. And so I've always kind of, like, been a little bit more on the pop end of things, which is really interesting because it's not what my family listened to.
So when I worked at the CPA firm in Nashville, a lot of my clients were gospel Christian artists.
Yeah.
A lot of I can name here. People just, oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah.
A lot of big-time artists. And then I had a couple pop, but a lot of country and Christian.
Yeah.
And so I will tell you from experience that they all have different personalities.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've seen some good stuff and some crazy stuff visiting with clients before in the music industry. So if you'd have stayed in music business, our paths could have crossed because I was in it for three and a half years in Nashville.
During college, I worked for my dad to pay for my gas money because I went to Nashville and interned in the music industry. So I was with Clint Black's record label until the economic kind of crash thing went on with that, with the real estate market and all of that. And then his closed down, and then I went to Sweet Talk Publicity, and then I went to Sony, Warner Brothers, and then went back to Sweet Talk Publicity. So I did publicity in the music industry for about 3 years, and it was really interesting because we had a mix, and especially when we went to Warner Brothers, I got a little bit of like the comedy too, so it was cool to see the different personalities and all the things. But yeah, so it's really funny. Most of the people in music industry they represent a genre, but they never listen to that genre. So that was so funny to me because
right.
I was like, oh, so you listen to a lot of country? Like, no, I don't.
Yeah,
like, how funny.
You are exactly right.
Yeah.
So. You have just accomplished what I was aiming to do. We got to know you a little bit better, and you proved why you're good for this position. You've been a publicity and communications career, basically, at some point in time. So that's great. So you get back, you're back here, graduate Tech. Where do you go from there?
So after I graduated Tech, I reunited with Justin. I've known Justin since I was in fifth grade. We got married. I'm here in town, and we decided to stay in Cookeville instead of go anywhere else. And so when we decided that, I took a job at the Chambers, like an entry-level position, and spent a few months there, but got the opportunity to really dive into marketing and PR in the hospital here in town. So I spent almost 10 years in healthcare marketing and public relations communications. And so we went through a lot of fun. Healthcare is a lot like the music industry, which is what I wanted. It's 24/7, 7 days a week. And so you like that adrenaline that goes along with that. And so healthcare was a really good choice. And so then I got an opportunity. I had my fourth baby in 2020. Got the opportunity to join the school board in February of 2021.
Wow. So that was a good segue. The hospital, 10 years.
10 years.
How hard was it to leave the hospital to jump into public education?
Well, I'll tell you, people ask me, like, well, how's it been the transition? The one thing is, like, in healthcare, you don't talk about minors. Like, you don't talk about your pediatric population. You don't talk about your minors. That's all I do now.
Right.
So yeah. I totally shift my mindset. And, of course, you know, I would say anytime you jump into a different industry, even though the school says there, it's just, it takes some time to get to know that industry. And so I think a lot of it is just me shifting my mindset into talking about minors and how all that works. And there's also the one thing about the hospitals, we have different service lines. And so, you know, those represented kind of my schools, but at the same time, being in education, there's a whole lot more that's going on within our schools. And so they are almost all like their own business, and you have to go and they operate on their own. The principals and leadership and teachers, I mean, they are amazing, and how they do what they do every day is just beyond me. And so it's been so enlightening to jump in and see the behind the scenes. I'm a biography lover by nature, and just so getting in and watching people do what they do every day and industry is just so intriguing to me.
Fantastic. That's great. We're going to take a quick break. Be back in on Local Matters. This has been Rogers with Hannah Davis from the Putnam County Board of Education. She is the communication supervisor. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with you, and my guest is Hannah Davis from the Putnam County Board of Education. She is the communication supervisor. She started in February. They are blessed to have her. We as a county are blessed to have her. She does a great job. She just told us why she's good for the job and all her experience in communications and marketing and publicity and all this stuff. So, Hannah, speaking of publicity, the school board, Putnam County School System, has been in the headlines the last couple of weeks, and it's not probably the headlines they wanted, but people don't know the whole story, and we're not going to spend a whole segment on it. We're not going to spend that long on it at all because we know the truth. We'll talk about two issues. One is the prayer issue, and of course, Upperman High School made national news along with Stone Memorial High School in Crossville for students gathering after a football game and praying. And I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I know you do too. We love prayer. Prayer is necessary, mm-hmm. and we got to have it. However, the school board got a bad rap.
Yeah. So the school board hasn't changed anything when it comes to the prayer situation. Students have always had the ability to pray, to lead prayer spontaneously, and it will continue to have that right. You know, when it comes to where we stood on, well, a couple of things. So, one, board policy, when we were reiterating to our coaches, we reiterated that, you know, per board policy and most importantly, state and federal law, it does not allow for coaches, teachers to lead, participate, or sponsor student-led prayer. And so those are federal. And so when there was conversations going on about, you know, these cases in court, they hold because it's federal law. And so we reiterated to our coaches that you have to obey the law. You have to follow the policy and the laws. And so, but the school board never changed. The district hasn't changed their stance. Nothing's changed. Students are and will always be supported in students leading prayer.
Yeah, and I know for a fact the school board has supported that. Just in conversations, they've never once said we don't want to pray.
No,
and
we're sticking to that.
Yeah, it frustrates me that our school system, as great as it is, and the people that's in it that make up our system, and our students who are wonderful, are getting a bad rap for that. People don't know the truth, and they don't know all the details. So I just wanted you to have a. I know you know this, know what happened, and you can talk about it. Just wanted to get that out there that. The school board loves God. Well, I probably shouldn't say that, but I'm going to. It's my show. School board loves God, and they don't hate prayer. So there you are. They don't hate prayer, and they don't discourage prayer. So kudos to the kids for stepping up and doing what they thought was right.
Yeah.
And I love that story. So the next one is the schools decided not to mandate masks at the beginning of the school year. COVID still around. Don't know where the COVID's going away or not, but we do have good news, and numbers are down, correct?
Yeah, so numbers have been trending down for the last 3 weeks, and that's been great. Our protocols, nothing's changed. So all the things that we put into place in the schools, that hasn't changed. So you're still limiting visitors within. Masks are still optional, but encouraged. They're using their emissers and disinfecting and cleaning. Hand sanitizers available. There's more, but those policies are still, or those guidelines are still in place right now, just to continue, because it's still very present in our community, and we want to, you know, continue to see those numbers to trend down for sure. But we are excited. I mean, you're talking going from having 2.47% of your district population who was presenting positive down to where I think we're at 0.5%. Four right now, so I mean well below where we were at. So that's great. That's great news for all.
And obviously, the school system gave parents a choice whether they could keep the kids at home and learn from like homeschool. Like you can homeschool, correct? Still, I mean, it's an option, or they can send them to school.
Yeah.
And so it's not like the schools are making kids come to school if they don't want to be around people. They're not making them come. There's options.
So there are options. One thing, and the reason why the governor didn't want to mandate masks is because in-person learning is really important. They've seen that, and they've seen the decline. And so there's a really big push for in-person learning. And so we, of course, know it's better for our students, but we want to do that the safest way possible. And so, you know, allowing parents and families to make the choice to wear a mask in the schools. And, yes, there's homeschool that's an option. There's also remote learning, but that's available third grade through 12th. So those K through K and second. So those don't have that. They don't have that ability right now to tap into that, but there is the homeschool option, yes.
So last year I had, I think, three or four of the school board members on. It was the start of the school year last year, and I'll never forget what Celeste Gammon said about, and it really hit home to me. We don't have kids, but it hit home to me. Thinking about my nephew, some kids need to be at school.
Yeah.
Because it's the only social interaction they have.
For sure.
And a smile from a teacher, maybe the only smile they get that whole day. And that's sad because they don't have the smiles at home or the kindness at home or the love at home. But if that's going to help a child to be at school, then, you know, by all means, let's make it happen. And Putnam County did.
Yeah.
And the last school year was successful, in my opinion, and we've started out good this year. So,
well, and I mean, I wasn't here all of 2020, but I will tell you, being in the schools now, the teachers, I'm going to back up and even go to our bus drivers, our transportation. Those are the first people some of our students see, and their smiles make all the difference in the world. We forget there's so many people that play a role in our school system. And they truly, each one, from going through the cafeteria line and seeing the getting your food from what we know is the lunch lady, but nonetheless, those smiles, those interactions, that's why they do it. That's why our staff chooses to be in the school system. They're able to see kids and be around kids and impact them, and they do. And it's so amazing to see from bus drivers and then our teachers and our leadership within, they have such an impact. And yes, they are sometimes the only smile these kids get. And so we do see that. And I think that the reason we were able to stay in person is because everyone was on the same page. We were united through this, and we went through it.
Speaking of bus drivers, I spoke with Kim Bradford yesterday, and they're hiring.
Yes, yes. And what's so great, and like, no, I'll just kind of throw this in. With bus drivers, like, people, I think, want to stereotype what a bus driver would be like, or I don't really know. But I will tell you, we have the best bus drivers, and they care so much. And they come from, I mean, they are retired physicians. They are people who have owned businesses, and they just choose to show up and drive a bus. And I think that is amazing and commendable. I think that they will be rewarded for what they do. And if there is anyone who's out there and was like, you know, I just like being around kids and I like to kind of move around, that is a fantastic position to be in. And so, yes, absolutely, we are hiring. And if you can jump in, we would love to have you in this Putnam County school system family.
I think Putnam County in general is hiring. I think everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. So, if you would like to join the school system, I would say there's a few jobs, but there are jobs everywhere. You're right. There are jobs everywhere.
And I guess that's a good thing that we have jobs open, but we need those jobs filled. So
for
anyway,
sure.
We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, I do want to know about what it's like in the day for the communication specialist in the Putnam County Board of Education. And then we're going to talk about some announcements that you have for us,
cool.
Some information.
Okay.
So we'll be back here on Local Matters in just a moment with Hannah Davis. Welcome back to Local Matters. Hannah Davis is with me. She is from the Putnam County Board of Education, and she is the communication supervisor. And so we've learned a lot, Hannah, about you and why you're there. And, of course, you have a heart to serve, obviously, or you wouldn't be doing that. Being a communications supervisor in public education is, I know, taxing. But how does your normal day look during the week as that position? You wake up every morning and you think, oh, I get to be the communication supervisor again today. What is your day like from that point on?
So communications in general, if you're going into this profession or you think about it, truly you have to have flexibility. If you like to stick to a schedule, this may not be for you. I say that because you can have your day planned out the way you want it to go, and within any minute you get a new headline, or you find out something that needs to be dealt with and you have to completely shift your focus with being willing to come back and finish what you were in the middle of. And so multitasking is absolutely something you have to be willing to do. So I do a lot of juggling and a lot of multitasking. And if you come into my office, you're going to see me on the computer a lot. I'm doing a lot of editing and social media content planning, which is part of the job, but also finding new ways and meeting with people and strategizing ways we can communicate better with our parents internally. And then dealing with things like we talked about a little bit earlier, you know, the crisis that come up, or the bad press or the good press. I mean, either way, it goes both ways. And so handling radio interviews and requests, and anytime the media has a request, you know, just handling what they need and finding answers for them or giving them those answers. And so it's a busy job, but my overall job is to tell the story of the school system. And you can do that in a lot of different ways. And so I spend a lot of time on my phone. I'm not being rude, but my email is there, and so is all the social media accounts in which the Putnam County school system has. And so we have our district page and we have the website, but we also have 19, 20, 21 different social media platforms and schools that have their own social platforms, and we want to share their good news too. So constantly monitoring what's going on and seeing what's happening. You're going to see me doing that, answering a lot of emails and phone calls.
So, I got to ask this, and I just thought about it, so don't be mad at me. You know, sports teams, professional sports teams, players sometimes get on their phone and tweet something just really dumb.
Yeah.
And the team general manager, the owner's like, we got to do a better job of educating and informing our players of how to use social media. Do you have to do that with staff at Putnam County School System?
So that is not in the – I mean, we have social media guidelines, but I would say that is not a formal presentation at this point, because there's not really even anyone dedicated to doing that. So that is a part of this, is kind of talking and saying, hey, you know, you represent the schools. And so, yeah, but absolutely. I mean, I don't go around with like a whip and like and be like, don't do that by any means. But like I do try to keep up with all that's going on. So
so that's a job within itself.
That in itself can be a job.
So I know we're closing out the first 9 weeks and you get a 2 week break. Well, I don't know if you get a 2 week break, but the course our teachers and students and educators get a 2 week break for fall break.
Yes.
But there's a lot of stuff going on in October and coming up. So give me some announcements that you want the people to know about.
Today, October 1st, is we're starting college application month. And so this is just a month where we get to educate on college or trade schools or community colleges, anything that's post-secondary after high school life. It's so fun to see that we start from elementary all the way up into our high school. Everyone's kind of celebrating it. Some of them started this past week, the last 2 weeks, because they know October's coming up and they're going to be out for 2 weeks. So you're seeing those fun pictures of career days in the elementary schools, and you might see favorite hat day or something. That's their way of educating. And I even saw some of the schools have them fill out applications, like college applications, and then they got letters back. So they're teaching them that process at a very early age, that this is how this works. And it's not just universities or colleges. It's all schools you get that letter. And so it's been great to see our youngest learners learning that, but also middle and high school, especially in the high school. I mean, Upperman's been doing the paths to college for 3 years, and they're the only school who's done it consistently for 3 years. That's really cool. And then the high school at Cookeville and Monterey, they're educating, and they're, you know, I know Cookeville High School just recently did cupcakes for those who had already applied for school. And so there's lots of good education and awareness going on about how to help, and especially in high school, helping those juniors and seniors knowing what's coming up and what they're going to have to get ready for that after high school world. And so that's a big deal. We have October 19th, our high school should be having retake day, which is ACT retake day. So they can sign up to take the ACT, and it's a remake from those juniors of last year. It gives them another opportunity to get their scores up for the ACT. So that's coming up October 19th. They just need to get with their school counselor on that. And then National Principals Month is also in October. And so with us having 2 weeks, if you can write your principal a letter, or just send a small thank you to them, whether it's tomorrow or Friday or today, or it's after fall break, that would be super awesome. And then because we were going through bus drivers and school nutrition, I can't leave out our custodians. October 2nd is School Custodian Appreciation Week, and without them cleaning and helping and getting tables set up and all the things that they do that we don't even know, our schools wouldn't even be where they are. So we are so thankful for those custodians, and we want to recognize them as well as our principals.
So I'm glad you brought custodians up. The two people I remember almost the most throughout my school are my custodians.
That's awesome.
And it's a good reason. It was Mr. Murray was in elementary school at Baxter Elementary. He was our main custodian. He was such a nice man. He was quiet. But I would go by and say hi to him, or, you know, how's your day? Or maybe I had a snack left over in the lunchbox and I'd give it to him. Who knows if he ate it? He may not even liked what I gave him. I used to eat cookies all the time. That's why I was a chunky kid, because I had cookies. But I remember him, and then Mr. Presley was in high school. And, you know, I don't think schools can function without them.
Oh.
And our students' quality of education is better for them because they're there. So I don't think we probably recognize them enough. So I'm glad you brought them up.
For sure. I always tell my husband, you know, when our bedroom is really, really cluttered, like I feel like I can't sleep at night. And so I feel like it's probably the same way in the classroom. If things aren't clean and like, maybe you just can't learn as well. So yes, I think I'm just making this up, but nonetheless, I mean, there could be something to it.
No, absolutely.
But I do think there's importance in that. I think that they make sure everything is good. And so I think they also do build relationships with our kids. I know the one that is at my kid's school, like he helps in ways that are beyond his calling. And I just don't think they get recognized. So here we go. We're all recognizing our custodians. And so thank you guys for all you do, for listening in.
I think that's great. So you mentioned the application process is starting to help seniors. I get, can juniors fill out college applications? I have no idea. I'm trying to ask.
I'm not sure how all of that works, but I would say they would, if their ACT scores, of course, most of the, if you're a junior, you're probably going to want to continue seeing if your score is,
sure,
you can get higher. So
sense.
You want to wait and send your best score. So I would say if you can be educated to know what is ahead, what you're going to have, and to start working towards that so you're ahead, that's always great.
So I just don't remember, and forgive me, principals and guidance counselors that I had in high school, I don't remember having that kind of assistance. I mean, I may have had, like, in a small scale, but I feel like I remember sitting at home with my mom trying to fill out college applications and filling out scholarship applications because we, you know, have money to go to school. And so I don't remember that. So I think that's wonderful because we don't have kids. We have to ask my brother and our friends about how does school work?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No,
what's the inner workings of school now? Because we don't have kids, so we're out of the loop a little bit. But I think it's great that there's assistance there because I feel like with electronics, cell phones, and iPads, yeah, that kids have lost touch with communication.
Yeah.
And so they may need that assistance, and they may need to use the ability to fill out applications. I don't know.
Well,
there's
financial aid options for them, too. So you've got, you know, your Tennessee Promise and your FAFSA, and those are things that there's documentation you have to have. And the earlier you can start working towards getting that, the easier it is. And that's what helps you get financial assistance to go to college. And so especially Tennessee Promise, that's an opportunity if you're going to go into community college or somewhere like, I mean, you can get college for free. And so you want to definitely jump in on those opportunities, and there's requirements for that. And again, just being ahead. And so talking with your school counselors and trying to stay on top of that. But, you know, and also just going back over with what we're doing. So, you know, parents and families, like, being like ways to connect with your school. Make sure you're following your social media accounts for your schools. If you're on social media, that's great. But if you're not, then make sure that your email address is up to date in the system, because those communications that are coming out, whether they're coming from Mr. King, because he sends out weekly wrap-ups, or if they're coming from your schools, you want to make sure that email address is somewhere that you can start getting those communications about what's coming up and what's happening.
Are emails the best way for parents to communicate with the school system?
So I believe in communications, I feel like there's a mix. No one or one method works for everybody. And so, yes, I think email is the way we primarily do that. But we're posting on social media. We have different avenues in which we're doing that. So we do have the websites, and schools may be updating their websites as well. And so knowing that is important. And, you know, this was a tip that I never really thought about, but as I've had kids in school, I've realized it's more important. If you don't have either, if you have a direct extension to your child's school counselor, that's fantastic. But if you don't have your school's number in your phone, you should put it in your phone. So it's right there so you can click, and if you have a question, to call them. That's what they're there. So we have great secretaries in attendance, office personnel. And so, you know, we want, they're here and they're there to help you guys. And so, you know, utilizing them. But there are many ways for them to receive communication. But those three, having your email up to date, following social accounts, and checking websites are huge.
Awesome. That's good information. Hannah, thank you for being here. It's good to actually sit down and talk to you. I hope you come back, and hope I didn't scare you off.
And thank you for having me.
I think your work's probably going to pick up, because based on the woolly worms and the persimmons and the farmer's almanac, we're going to have some snow this winter.
Woo!
So you're going to be busy with some announcements, I'm guessing, on school closures, and good luck with that.
Hey, thanks. You know, that was the crazy thing, is a lot of people, when I took the job, they thought, oh, you get snow days off. And actually, central office doesn't get central. No. I mean, there's a lot of personnel that still work on snow days and breaks and summers, and that was one thing. Like, these people are working, and they're working hard to get ready for you, your students to come back to school. And so it takes a village, and we have a good one in the Putnam County school system.
You do. And thank you for your service to our county. I appreciate what
you
do for us.
Thank you so much.
Everybody, I hope you enjoyed today's Local Matters show. Hope you have a great weekend. I hope you enjoy yourself. Be nice to each other. Be kind to one another, and we'll see you next week.